I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we have an episode about cultivating a positive body image this summer. Everyone wants to feel good for the summer. We want to feel good about ourselves. And so we're coming at you with some very tangible steps and tips to feel your best this summer. Before we get into it, you guys know we love to start our episodes with our highs, lows, and goals for the week. So Anne Catherine, what is your high?
Maybe it doesn't sound like a high, but Dad and I waxed the boat by hand, which is my favorite activity of the summer. I always say Caroline and my mom will go shopping. Like, they'll go grocery shopping together. They'll go to TJ Maxx. Like, they'll run errands happily.
I don't love TJ Maxx, but continue.
Kathy eats it up.
We'll go to, like, the Lululemon outlet.
Okay. Sorry, no, you're fancy like that. But if I'm offered to attend that outing, I will respectfully decline every single time. If I'm offered to go clean bird shit off of the roof of the boat with my dad, I will accept that invitation every single time. So my favorite day of the summer, or pre-summer, is getting the boat ready. And this boat we've had since, like, forever.
It is the same boat as we were children.
And it is in top-tier condition because he is anal about keeping it in top-tier condition, which means every summer we will wax the boat, we will clean it, we'll do whatever before it goes in the water. And that's like our activity, because I'll go get it. What I didn't love was my low of the week was he does not listen to my directions of like more left, more right. And I think
like
we
when
figured
he's
out. Yeah, I think we, no, like not on the boat, but like backing the trailer up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think we figured out that it was actually just a hearing loss issue.
Oh.
Because I was like, thank God, I was like yelling stop at one point, but I mean, he came back. He knew it himself perfectly fine. But it was
poor guy.
Hilarious. But then there's one you have to like release. There's like a big crank at the top to like release the boat and put it down.
Yeah.
And you had to unlock it. And he was pulling the lever up and like really trying, and he couldn't do it. And he was getting so frustrated. And I was like trying to be respectful. Obviously, everyone knows if you're like doing that type of stuff with your dad, like tensions are high. So I was trying not to be a nag, but I was also trying to help. And then I went up and was like, well, this gear turns like clockwise. So that means this one turns counterclockwise. So that means this one turns clockwise, which means this one turns counterclockwise, which means you have to pull the lever up. And he was like trying to push it down. Aww. And he was like, no, you have to pull it down. And then I like pulled it up and it worked perfectly. He was like, well, you could have been nicer in the beginning. I didn't say anything. I was trying to be nice. That's funny. I also said, nice job, idiot.
He's funny. My high was paddleboarding on the ocean a few days ago. We took our friends' paddleboards out and
I have a new high.
Be falling in.
It was straight up out of a cartoon.
It was awesome. We took paddleboards out from our friend's house out onto the ocean and it was so nice. Like, it was just a relaxing thing being on the water, stand-up paddleboarding. And we went, like, a decent distance. It's not like we were, like, you know, paddling for hours, but we definitely went, like, all the way down the beach and back.
That's a mile down and back.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't go the full thing, but...
I also had not been in the ocean yet this summer. East Coast oceans are a little bit different than what you're probably going to see in Florida and California, where they're pretty warm all year round. We have really rough winters here. So the second that the sun starts shining and the weather turns to summer, like the ocean hasn't caught up. It's not there yet. It's still very cold. I had not gone in yet. I fell in on my paddleboard. I tried to catch myself like twice. I was so close. I was teetering for almost 60 full seconds before I finally lost it and fell in.
We had just had a conversation of like, we're all water babies. Like we all grew up around the ocean. Like our friend who we're with, she was like, oh my God, I don't know how I did it. I would just go out fully clothed.
Yeah.
In paddleboard in the ocean and just like trust that I wasn't going to fall in. And I was like, I can't remember the last time I fell in on a paddleboard. Like, you know, you just like intuitively learn after doing it so much, like any activity. And Caroline was cooking. She was so far ahead of us on the way back.
I was just, you know, I was locked in.
She was locked in. And I turned to our friend. I was like, oh my God, she's cooking. And immediately Caroline starts wobbling. I don't know. Suddenly you were turned sideways and you were like fully 90 degrees down. And then you saved yourself and you fell back. You like turned backwards and then you saved yourself again forward. Like, and I was like, oh my God, she just saved. That was a crazy save. And then she just fell
and
right
then
in.
I just fell.
It was awesome. Because that was also the first time our friend and I had been in a couple times just jumping in, and Karen hadn't been in yet, so one way or another
I made it in. I'm glad I did before we left for the rest of the summer, because you got to do it at one point, like when it's cold before it's awesome. Like it's like an ice bath. Super warm.
My plan, sorry, I'm jumping to my goal real quick, because when we get back, my typical summer routine: wake up early, morning walk, gym. Perhaps I do gym first, then walk, and then finish jumping in the ocean as an ice bath, because it's a free ice bath.
That's a nice goal.
And it's not like a normal, oh, we're in LA, like jump in the ocean. Yay, so fun, summer.
Yeah, it's no, an East
that
Coast
thing
ice
is
bath.
54 Fahrenheit right now.
Well, I'm glad you're setting a goal for weeks in advance.
Thank you.
My low is probably that I'm finishing packing, leaving for my trip, and I'm going to be gone for 2 months straight this summer. And I was trying to pack pretty light because there's multiple destinations. I don't want to be like lugging multiple bags around everywhere. So I packed one, you know, big carry-on size suitcase that I can check, but it's also not a huge bag. And it wasn't closing. And I even tried to pack pretty lightly. But then like you get the toiletries in there, you got a couple pair of shoes. It wasn't closing. So that was my lows, that I was like, you know, hopping all over, jumping on my suitcase, trying to get it to close. But it was salvaged because a couple weeks into traveling, my parents are going to meet in Catherine and I in Greece. And my dad said, you know what? I can just check an extra suitcase. Just pack some stuff with me.
I fully have
planned
half of a suitcase to leave space for you.
Guess what? I might still need a little bit of that.
Trust you will.
So it's actually not that much of a low of the week. I figured it out. But I was kind of disappointed in myself that I couldn't manage a whole summer in one suitcase, you know?
It was
kind of
weeks.
A personal challenge. It's eight. Mm. It's 8 weeks.
It's not that long.
But there's like multiple vacations like and different scenarios in it.
I'm an outfit repeater.
I know.
And
I'm
that helps
too,
a lot.
But you know, like I need athletic stuff. I need nicer like going out and traveling stuff. I need all my swimwear and the beachy stuff. But I'm also doing...
But it's summer and things
I'm
condense
taking a
better.
Summer class abroad as well. So then I'm like, well, then school I need things clothes. That are like school appropriate, you know? I had a lot of different things to think about and pack for. My goal though, I'm gonna be thinking ahead here, because when you guys are listening to this, because we're recording the day before we leave for our trip, next Monday we will be in Spain. And we will be on our way to then meet our family in Greece after that. And Catherine and I are doing Spain with a friend. You guys can go look at our Instagrams at Caroline Kneen, adding Catherine Kneen, our podcast account at Girls with Goals Pod. I am sure there will be some amazing content already up at this point. So thinking ahead for the next week, we're going to meet our parents in Greece. We've just learned that when we're in Paros, we're probably going to drive like four-wheeler ATVs rather than get a rental car because it's like a smaller island and everything seems accessible that way. And it's just such a more fun way to do it. My goal is to confidently drive the thing. And I think that's a really good goal for myself because if you guys remember last year when Incapin and I went to Bali, not four-wheelers, but like scooters, like baby motorcycles, I crashed two of them and like I really did hurt myself and it was a near miss. Like I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to like be alive and that it wasn't worse than it was. A four-wheeler though, you know, it's four wheels. It's a little bit more like a car than a scooter. Yeah, I drove a buggy in Croatia. It's like, I know I can do this. Like, I just want to like confidently drive. I want to like put my dad in the back. Like, I'll take you for a ride. You know, like, I want to be the adult driving.
I'm selecting my mom. Honestly, I think she's going to, like, the tables are going to turn and she's going to be less, like, waked out and scared and just be like, oh, yay, go faster. Woo! And then dad's going to be like, slow down.
Maybe. Honestly excited about that because it just seems like such a fun way to explore. I remember when we did buggies in Croatia. It's like, it's so fun because it's just such a different way to see a place.
And you always go, I mean, rather than being in like a car, when you're in a coastal city, you just like stay kind of on the outskirts. But I feel like when you do those kind of activities, I fully understand they're like tourism at its finest, but.
Well, it's not even an activity. It's just a way of getting around.
I guess this one's different, but like the buggying in Croatia, yeah, that was like tourism activity.
It's fun though.
And we don't typically do all that, but it was really fun.
All right. I think we've got some good goals, both futuristic, which is pretty funny, but let's talk about cultivating a positive body image this summer because it just feels so much better to live your summer feeling good about yourself. I think more than any other season, we're so hyper aware of how we look, how we feel, how we compare to other people than any other time, just because that is the nature of it. We're outside more, we're in bathing suits, we're in shorts, we're doing all of these things where you're just more hyper focused on your body and how you look and how you feel. And it can be really easy to let, you know, a thought of not being good enough, not comparing to other people, anything like that, like literally ruin the entire season for yourself and ruin things that should be really fun moments. So I know we've done body image episodes in the past, and if you want to go listen to a couple of those, you can always just search like on Spotify or on Apple. If you go to the show, you can search like a topic or a word and the episodes that relate to that will come up. So if you want to hear other body image episodes, we have those talking a little bit more about the psychology of it and ways to just overall create a better body image. This episode is going to be a bit more tangible about like the actual steps you can take and things that you can do in this moment this summer to feel your best. And so I think appropriate to be starting this in the beginning of June so it can set you up for a good summer ahead. The first thing that I think you should do is to identify the things that make your body feel good. That can be different types of workouts. It can be, you know, specific foods you eat. Like I know in the summer, like a super refreshing smoothie makes me feel so good.
I made the worst Ninja Creamy. That's my low of the week. It tasted vomit. My friend swiped up on my story because I just posted it. Essentially, I made a really, really good smoothie, left it at home, and then it wasn't like left on the counter. I had someone put it in the fridge for me. But then when I got home, it's never the same. When I got home, I was like, you know what? This was really good. And I know it's not going to be good now, but I'm going to put it in the Ninja Creamy and I'm going to freeze it overnight and I'm going to blend it tomorrow. Oh my God, it tasted
shudders.
I still ate it because
food waste. Don't waste.
Food is expensive these days. Oh my God, it was tough. I could only get half down, and then I mixed cottage cheese and maple syrup in with it. Trust.
Okay, no, trust. I feel like we can end this segment. I don't even need to hear the rest of this.
No, because then I froze it again, and people make cottage cheese ice cream. People make it.
Yeah. You froze it again.
And I'm gonna re-blend it, and I'm gonna finish it.
So because you haven't even tried it yet.
Well, I haven't tried the new one. No.
Oh my God. All right. Well, best of luck there.
So that made me feel pretty gross.
So the specific foods you eat, like we all know, things that immediately make you feel good and immediately really make you feel bad. I think, you know, when it's winter and holiday seasons and stuff and you're in sweaters, like sometimes the things that make you feel really full or really like warm and stuff, those can almost be kind of comforting in those seasons. But that is almost like the worst feeling in summer, when you kind of want to feel like breezy and active and on your feet. Like, I don't really want to feel like weighed down by something. So I definitely think food choices make a huge difference. I think the more that I have things,
you
want to
feel like you could get up and do an activity at any moment,
hydrating, they make my body feel so much better. And I think the way that you feel in your body physically is a direct translation to your body image and how you feel about it. It can also be types of workouts. I know that in the summer, again, it's all about, for me, things that make me feel really fit and active and sweaty almost. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, the things that just make me feel, like, really powerful in the summer or, like,
that's
light on my feet.
Everyone does more cardio in the summer.
Yeah.
After you do a lifting workout, you feel good and strong. But after you do a cardio workout, you're, like, high energy, runner's high all day.
Serotonin? It's like the serotonin release that I get from cardio just hits so much harder in the summer. So I know that adding more cardio-focused workouts in the summer make me feel so good and then therefore make me feel so much better about my body. So whatever that might be for you, it might be like developing a stronger mind-body connection through things like yoga and Pilates. It could be getting outside for long walks and runs. I love being on the spin bike and opening up the windows and kind of being like getting the wind on my face and being exposed to the outdoors while I do that. All of those
sometimes
things
I think about taking
so
a real life bike ride.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to die.
I know. It kind of scares me.
Because we have a lot of bikers, obviously, like,
but, like, it'd be so sick.
Beach
one day
town.
I should get into that.
Well, one, I don't have an outdoor bike besides, yeah, like,
we need to get that.
A zero speed
beach
just,
bike.
Like, goes down
it's
the
not,
road.
It's not the bike.
You're not going miles on that.
It would be a fun thing to do one day. One of our good friends, I, like, literally see her out road biking sometimes, and it's really fun.
I know. One time I was lifeguarding, and I was like, pull up.
Hey. So there's no one set answer about the specific workouts that you should do this summer, the foods that you should eat. The answer is finding the ones that make you feel the best, make your body feel the best, because that's going to have a direct translation to your mind, then your mind-body connection, how you feel about your body, how you feel about yourself, and that's going to seep into every other aspect of your life. So it could be road biking, it could be running, it could be long walks, it could be like more hip-based workouts. It could be yoga or Pilates. It could be just like finding those foods that you love to make in the summer. Like, it could literally be anything. I also think like staying hydrated and drinking water in the summer, especially when it can be more draining, you're doing more activities, you're sweating more, feeling hydrated makes my body feel so much better too. If I'm tired and I'm dehydrated, I feel so sluggish, and like therefore my body doesn't feel very good. So stay hydrated, drink your water. And then finally, you know, whatever self-care routines make your body feel good as well. In the summer, if I'm consistently exfoliating my skin and moisturizing and I feel like I'm taking care of myself and my skin and my body in that way, I feel so much better about myself. I feel better. I feel cleaner. I feel like I'm putting an effort in, and therefore it makes me feel so much better about myself. So whatever those self-care routines are for you, it goes a long way. It's not nothing, you know, it's not nothing to do a face mask or do something like that if it makes you feel like you're putting energy into yourself and making you feel brighter and more hydrated and more taken care of.
I might have an opposite take. Surprising. I fully agree with that, but for me in the summer, I have such a hard time having a nighttime routine.
Oh yeah,
like beyond my typical difficulties there, just because I'm like not consistently home on a schedule. Like, we'll like do something as a family. Like, I'll go do something. I just feel like I go all summer because I'm always finding things for myself to do because I'm just like more active in life. And so that means that maybe I don't come home until like 10, you know, and I'm just like, what am I going to do? Walk home, walk in, go to sleep. I don't have time for like the extra.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an interest. If I were to do that, I would have FOMO on like, I could go be doing literally anything else right now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be like a ritualistic everyday thing. It's just that doing those things, you know, on some sort of regular basis, I think helps. And like, literally, I mean like moisturizing my skin after I get out of the shower, you know, not like some huge thing. And I know you do things too, like you whitened your teeth yesterday.
I did.
You know, just little things like that. I mean, things that make you feel like you're putting an effort into yourself are going to make you feel better about yourself.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages. Maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership, so you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Similarly, a next step is going to be identifying what makes you feel bad and what triggers more negative feelings about yourself and about your body, and then limiting those things. That could be almost the complete opposite of those things that you feel make you feel good. It could be foods that make you feel unhealthy or sluggish or dragged down. It could be not moving and not being active and not getting any sunshine. Like, it could literally be the flip-flop of those things. It could also be a bad environment. If your room is like a complete mess and it's stressing you out and it feels like clutter in your mind, that's going to be a stressor. I think that anything that feels like a stressor in your life and drags you down and kind of makes you high stress, just like maybe even subconsciously, just kind of like makes you feel gross and therefore makes you feel bad.
High cortisol levels also like have an effect on your physical appearance as well.
It's true. You retain water and feel so much more like puffy and bloated.
And then the mental aspects are like those physical changes feel like they're so much larger than they actually are because of your stress levels, which is also why in the summer, naturally, like my workout routine is less routine in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I always look better with less intense effort.
Right, because your stress
my stress levels are lower. Like, I'm not fighting against myself. I do things all times of the day, not just like one big chunk. I mentally feel better. Like, my stress levels are naturally lower. That's why people say when they go on vacation and they're like, I ate everything I wanted and drank everything I wanted and I didn't even gain weight. Because you were way more active and you were not stressed.
And I think also like that's kind of to be taken with a grain of salt, because we're talking about that from the sense of like a person who lives a healthy lifestyle already. And when they say I went and ate whatever I want and drank whatever I want, it's actually not like that awful and disgusting. It's maybe just like a little bit more and a little bit different than what you were doing at home. Well, similarly to drinking, I was gonna say something that like I don't do at all, but especially really not in the summer when I think it's more popular, is day drinking. Totally not against it. If like I see how that could be super enjoyable and like in a light and maybe limited way can make you feel good and can be super fun. For me, like, it just makes me feel gross, and I know that it makes me get tired. It's going to make me feel bloated. It's not going to make me feel like healthy and fresh and upbeat. And so that's just something that, like, I definitely limit and avoid for year round, but I think it's just very prominent in the summer. So it's kind of about identifying those things that make you not feel your best, regardless of what other people are doing. And then, you know, having the confidence to just stay true to whatever your choice is regarding what those things are. It could also be social media comparison. You know, if you're scrolling online and you're seeing other people and other bodies and other routines and other things all the time, that can definitely be something that drags you down. So it's about, you know, standing up and saying, I'm either not going to let this affect me, I'm going to take inspiration from it instead of comparison, or just unfollowing and not consuming that type of content.
So true. I know we talk about this a lot in the social media aspect, but like, no one is making you follow anyone. No one is making you consume content that you don't want to be consuming, whether that be social media, books, news, fictional TV shows, anything. No one is making you consume that media. And I get it's like embedded in our culture and hard to stop completely, but you can unfollow people and you can mute people. If you don't want to make anyone feel bad, mute them.
Actually, do you know how to do that? Because I was trying to like mute someone the other day and I couldn't figure it out. How do you do it?
Serial muter.
How do you do it?
Go into their account.
I tried to do that.
You go into their account. Well, this is actually good information.
I like hit the three dots and I didn't see it as an option. And I feel like everyone's always like, oh, mute people. And then I tried to do it and I didn't know how.
I don't know. You can hide their story easily with the three dots.
You can remove someone as a follower. You can hide them from seeing your story. But I'm actually not sure how to.
Oh, you go in and you click restrict. Oh, wait.
No, but that restricts the person from what they can do to you. It doesn't.
What the hell? All right, we'll figure it out and get back to you guys.
Okay.
Because that's important.
It's an important thing, and I couldn't figure it out the other day. It was scaring me. Well, that aside, you know, unfollow or mute or restrict. Hopefully, we can Google how to mute people, and hopefully that feature is not gone.
They better not have taken it off.
That would be crazy. Oh, Instagram strikes again. The third big bucket of things that I think will be really helpful for you and your self-image this summer are only wearing clothes and bathing suits that feel flattering and make you feel confident. It's so easy to fall victim of just buying whatever the trend is this summer and disregarding like how it actually feels on you, how you feel about wearing it, if it's actually a good quality piece of clothing and just fits. Because I think a lot of the time the most trendy things are just like pumped out based on an idea of the style rather than, you know, based on an actual woman's body and how it's gonna fit, whether that's like, you know, a top or a bottom,
especially
or anything.
With like super fast fashion,
they don't have time to their be
turnaround
changes.
Their turnaround is like industry standard a week,
yeah,
between being on the shelves, on the sites, and like idea.
Yeah, there's no time to be doing like multiple fittings on an actual human body and be like doing measurements right and getting the fabrics right. It's all about just getting like
and even
the
Zara
vision and the
like,
cheapest things.
I think Zara's like 2 weeks is their cycle, and it may have bumped up into like super ultra fast fashion, which is like one.
I can't shop at Zara because it's so inconsistent and it's so overwhelming. I just don't do it. Anyways, go for things that feel a little more classy and timeless and are from brands that you trust are actually taking the time to make pieces with your body and your
human body.
Yeah, like with a human body and like an actual person wearing them in mind, because then it's going to fit you well. It's going to feel more comfortable. You're not going to have like, you know, scratchy fabrics and things that are deteriorating and then feel like you have to buy all new stuff again. I think that, you know, getting things that make you feel confident and feel like a good quality piece of clothing is always going to be a game changer over and over, because you're always going to then have this like capsule wardrobe that you know makes you feel good that you can turn to rather than having a closet full of clothes and you still feel like you have nothing to wear, because we all know that feeling all too well. So I would challenge you to try to make everything you buy this summer feel like something you love on yourself, because you know the difference of like when you order something or when you try it on at a store and you put it on your body and you're like, ah, this is fine, versus like, oh, I love this. Like, I want to wear this. This makes me feel so good. I challenge you to only buy those things that make you feel so good, because there are so many brands out there. There are so many clothing items and options. Like, you do not have to be settling for something that's just okay. And if you do, you're still always going to be feeling like there's a gap in your closet. You're still not going to be feeling amazing about what you're wearing and what you're putting on. And like, there's just too many options out there and too much available for you to settle for something like that. And it's going to be a huge game changer in how you feel about yourself if you always have clothing items that you know you can put on and they're going to fit, they're going to move with you, they're going to look great, they're going to make you feel great. So to give you some suggestions for where to look, I think for denim and basics, I always say look at Abercrombie. They've had a huge revamp in the past like 5 years or so, and their denim is like the most well-priced and reliable that I've found anywhere. Like,
I'm wearing them right now.
Me too.
I'm wearing the men's ones.
Catherine's wearing men's, actually, and I'm wearing a woman's pair, which is very funny, and Catherine had to get, I love like, them. The men's
don't you
baggy
like them,
jeans.
Though?
I don't dislike them, but the crotch was dropped so low that I was like, really?
But, like, trust the style.
Trust the style.
Because when you wear them, then they're, like, broken, and you don't even notice it anymore.
I would look there more than I would at Levi's. I've shopped at Levi's before in my life, find Levi's actually to be kind of inconsistent with sizing. And I also find them to be so, so stiff that even if I'm buying something that's my waist size, there's no stretch on it. And I literally cannot get it above my thigh or above my hips or anything to even put it on.
I guess in that case, and they like, obviously it's like jean. I don't think Abercrombie is like 100%. Like there's definitely some polyester
there's
in there.
Stretchy in there.
But if you Levi's, I like my Levi's. They last.
I think you have to find
forever.
The style.
You have to find the right style for you. The wedgie straight. If you have even an ounce of a butt,
no,
does not fit for you.
No.
If you have actually a paper,
I could. I wore that when I was a twig. And I literally, like, that is the only time in my life when that style has worked for me. I grew any sort of thigh or ass or anything, and that literally like, won't
can't
even
fit in
move
them.
On to my body.
Unless you have, if you have paper thin butt, get them. Try them.
Or if you just have, like, a much slimmer, naturally body type, it's going to work for you.
No, I don't think it's even slim.
I think
it's,
if
like,
you have any, like, curves to your body or muscle on you, it's, like, super, it doesn't work. So
I
think
really
my
like
thing
the,
is
the
low pros.
The low pros are good. They just,
you know, I guess my thing is like Levi's is obviously it's a very reputable brand, and I think everyone can find a style that works for them and can be consistent. But I can't just go on their website and order anything and know that I'm gonna
go
and know that I'm gonna buy this in my size and it's gonna work for me. Whereas I can go to Abercrombie and it's so consistent, I can buy any item in that size and I know that, you know, if it's a style I like, it's gonna fit me well and it's gonna feel flattering. And they're always running some sort of like promotion, and I don't think they're like ridiculously high priced to begin with. I know a lot of people love a Goldie and look there. The only couple things I have from a Goldie are like one pair of jeans and one pair of shorts that I Poshmarked, and they're like both not exactly the right size for me. I don't know. I just didn't want to spend the money on them. But like, if you have a Goldie tried and true, or if you go try them on someone, you absolutely love them. I know a lot of people love that brand. I just can't really speak on it myself because it's quite expensive and I just haven't splurged for it. And for other kind of like leveled up feeling clothing, Aritzia is one of Catherine and I's favorite places to shop. There's a huge range of stuff there because it's like one of those stores that has different labels within it. So there's stuff kind of at all different price ranges, all different styles. Definitely something to look at. Reformation is kind of new. I've shopped there a little bit recently, but I feel like everything that I have tried on personally and bought there, I'm like, oh, this feels like it was like made with thought and care and like feels like a good item of clothing that makes me feel confident. Definitely more expensive. So something for just like a few pieces. For bathing suits, because I know that people are always looking for places to get bathing suits that make them feel confident and comfortable and good. Arc swimwear, we have a couple from. They do a really good job at like basic minimalistic styles. It's like, you know, it's not patterns, it's not trendy. They have the same kind of,
I don't do patterns.
Yeah, like they have the same suite of styles that are just, they're very well done and they're very flattering. I will say it's a bit thicker and more
they're good like
tight
surf suits.
Yeah, it's like a bit thicker and more tight of a material, so probably size up. I am almost always a small in everything, but their smalls kind of cut into me a little bit, whereas I think at least for the bottoms I could probably use a medium these days.
I got a medium bottom Tiger Mist. I'm gonna throw that one in.
Do you think they're consistent?
I do. Okay. I have a few bathing suits from them and I really like them.
Good.
Actually, which is surprising because it seems more like a fast fashion one. Yeah. But I really like, I haven't got like a lot of clothes. I did get one linen set, the striped ones from Tiger Mask, and I really like it. Yeah. Cool. And they always have sales.
Yeah.
And I like them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the bottoms are very small. So if you don't like very small bathing suits, maybe don't go with that. But I love a micro bathing suit to me. This one, however, I got a medium, and it's too big.
Mm.
I know.
I think it's hard to estimate because you never know how things are going to fit. And it's sometimes not I'm a like, tie. Oh, I don't want them to be digging into me because that's like my worst fear. Sorry, like don't dig into my hips. That's not going to make me feel good or look good. But
that's why you can't have a bathing suit
that's too loose.
Too big. You can't. Yeah.
Interesting. Because
then to make it fit, I have to pull it up so high on my hips, which is just like not. It.
I also highly recommend Skims. I think Skims always does things right for like the fit on women's bodies. I think they're very high quality. And I have a few basic bikinis from them too that are just like staple. They have a really good like string bikini, a good cheeky bottom. They have a thong bottom. They have things that are like full coverage, high waisted. They definitely go above and beyond to try to make a style that is going to fit everybody's preference.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Skimberly has outdone herself with with the swim collection because they have micro and then they have like sleeved full length bathing suits for swim, which is like incredible.
Right.
One of our friends is Muslim and we were going to the beach one day and I was like, you have to look at, you have to look at Skims because they have so many different style options that she could wear to the beach and then actually have a like swimsuit material instead of like wearing a shirt,
and
a normal
something
shirt,
that is felt like it's like actually like made for you and made with care from a good brand who like I just think that they do things right, and the swim collection is great and there's something for everyone, so I would definitely look there.
Like there's micro tie, there's like they have surf suits, they have things if you are gonna go do a photo shoot on the beach, like, and then they have full
accessories
coverage
that match with everything else. Yeah, they do long sleeves.
Legendary.
They do like swim leggings and skirts. It's crazy.
It's awesome.
There's something for everyone. A lot of good one pieces. Two brands for like a little bit more sportier, surfier, Rhythm and Jolin are both good brands. And then some that are a bit trendier and maybe like more patterny that I do really like are Triangle, Black Bow. And recently I got a bikini from the brand Vicinja, Vicinja, and they're all hand sewn from a brand in Australia. It was a little bit higher priced, but it feels great quality and it's super flattering in my opinion and very pretty, and I like that too.
So have a good call.
A wide range of brands to recommend to you guys.
I'm adding
there.
Salty Nips to that list.
Ah,
Salty
Bali.
Nips from Bali. I got one when we were in Bali. Really, really liked it. I got it in person. It's very affordable and like good quality. Very cute. They have, I think, 4 or 5 styles in lots of different colors. Again, basics, like exactly what you need. Also on the smaller side, but they're great. And I just ordered 2 more and they came pretty quickly. Very affordable. I think the whole set was $60.
Wow.
And maybe, you know, $8 what? Shipping to the US.
I'm going to link all of these brands that we're hauling out there and like some of our favorite styles in the show notes. I think I'll do that for you guys. I can like very easily throw some links together and put them in the show notes that you guys can just click over to everything that we're talking about. Because, I don't know, we wanted to give you guys some tangible things because I know finding that right clothing, finding those right routines, finding those anything, like, you want to take inspiration from other people and it's like not something that is super easy. I've had so many different bikinis and so many different shorts and so many different clothes in my lifetime. Like, I'm still in the process of clearing out junk from high school, you know, that was like probably not a good purchase. So,
no, but they suited the time.
Yeah, they did. They did. But now that I feel like I just want things that are staples, classic, high quality, I want to recommend to you guys what I actually enjoy.
It's always better, and we've said it before and we'll say it again, in our minds, it's always better to buy something higher quality that's a little bit more expensive than low quality that's a little bit cheaper, because if you get the low quality stuff, you're gonna be buying them over and over again. It's gonna fit weird, you're not gonna be happy with them. But if you buy the good quality stuff, it's gonna last you and you're gonna be really, really happy with the purchase, and long run you're gonna save money.
Mm-hmm.
My friend and I yesterday were talking about this because I got a couple rings and I didn't want to, I already like spent money and I was just like, I need to take a break. Like, I just bought, like, groceries that day. You know what I mean? I was like, I just don't need to have this random-ass Tuesday be a high-spending day. But I did. I'd been waiting to get a new ring for my thumb. And so I went into this jewelry shop, And they're like, oh, do you want the like solid gold or gold plated? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make like a big purchase today. Let's do the gold plated. And then it tarnished in what? Like 2 days. And I was so upset. Which
what
I
store?
Get.
What store?
Georgiana. Georgiana.
Huh.
And I was upset because that's like, I don't know, reputable.
It is.
But it tarnished. Depends. And I know, I get it. Gold plated. It's gold plated.
You know what? When
but
I shop
to tarnish in 2 days. I have a ring from Orate that used to be gold plated and now it's all rubbed off and now it's a beautiful silver.
Sometimes I think when I see brands and they call it gold vermeil, I don't know if it's not just plated on the outside. It's like half of it is like that. So it's like a thicker layer of it.
Oh, is that true?
I think so.
They do
definitely
do
something
layers.
To look into because I'm like, oh, I don't really want to buy like really expensive solid gold for like every piece of jewelry, but I don't
forever.
Want something that's going to tarnish.
That's
yeah.
Gonna last
so
forever.
When I see something that's gold vermeil, I will buy that, but obviously be cognizant about trying not to still like shower with it and swim with it all the time.
Oh, I shower and leave things on all the time.
I do.
But all of the gold scratched off in like less than a week and it wasn't even pretty underneath.
Yeah.
It's like ugly. If you want to feel good about your purchases and about wearing them, go for the higher quality stuff, buy less of it, less frequently.
Yeah.
And you'll get so much more out of it.
Absolutely. So point number four to help you feel the best about yourself this summer is to surround yourself with people who make you feel uplifted and make you just feel casually confident rather than we all know people who, you know, maybe feel a little bit competitive or we just feel insecure being around them because everything kind of feels like maybe a slight air of judgment or competition. Friendships like that happen. I have felt so many of them where like even if there could be so many good things in the relationship, sometimes there always is this like underlying air of competition or of the other person kind of wanting to always kind of seem like they're the better one or they're the one up or that you're almost like, you know, their charity a little bit, even if it is not like something to that extreme. But I know so many times I've been around certain friends and I'm like, huh, I feel like I am trying to go out of my way to like be my absolute best and look my absolute best and do all of this so that you think that of me and don't judge me. And I'm like, oh, that's not like a very healthy way to be because there are so many people that we could be around who just feel like you don't even take a second thought about like how you're acting or what you look like. You're just, you know, casually calm around those people. And that is obviously going to make you feel so much better if you're constantly around certain friends or groups of people or environments that make you feel like you have to fit a certain mold or be a certain way or just feel like they're a bit competitive. That is obviously going to put you so much more on edge about your body and how you look and how you feel. And it's just not a necessary thing to put on yourself. So that's really important. Pay attention to who you're spending time with this summer. The fifth is to work on your mind-body relationship. And this is very connected to everything else we've spoken about, specifically when it comes to our first points on exercise and health, on exercise and self-care and nutrition. But a lot of how we feel about our bodies, it's so mental. It has to do with how connected we feel to ourselves, how confident we feel in ourselves, how de-stressed and calm we feel in general. De-stressing and calming your mind in general goes such a long way because if I'm ever like picking myself apart for how I look or how, you know, a piece of clothing is fitting me or anything like that, like there's always a bigger problem. There's always something else stressing me or weighing me down or making me anxious that is just like triggering me to kind of like put it on myself or put it on my body because that's like the easiest excuse to make or the easiest place to put that blame. It's not usually actually true. So working on your mind-body connection through exercise, whether it's, you know, it could be done from anything as long as you're focusing and paying attention. A lot of the reason why I love strength training and why a lot of people do is because, you know, you can go through the motions or you can be really mentally in it and engaging all of the right muscles and doing the right things. And you have to develop a really strong mind-body connection. You have to be really present in order to do that. Yoga and Pilates, things that really challenge you to hold certain poses or do exercises that are a little less natural and comfortable for your body to do, those have a very similar effect. Even things like meditation and breath work are gonna like the whole point of meditation and breath work is literally just to like calm yourself, forget about everything else and develop a mind body connection. Mindful eating, you know, just not going through the motions with things, but doing everything mindfully and with that connection between your mind and your body in every aspect of your life, like no matter what you do, is just going to give you this super solid baseline confidence and baseline relationship with yourself and with your body that is going to have a tremendous overall effect on how you feel.
Which brings us to our last point, which we already kind of talked about, of de-stressing and how much that helps you. So just to recap, your cortisol levels, when they, like, so many people have careers dedicated to helping people. Like, instead of being a nutritionist, you, like, focus on lowering cortisol levels because that has so many positive impacts in your body. It makes you feel good. It makes you look way better because you're not as, like, puffy and inflamed and you don't have such a mental toll on you. And you just have more mental energy and excitement to go do whatever you actually want to do this summer instead of worrying about your appearance.
And if you are having bad moments or you're thinking more negatively about yourself, like, that's so natural. We're literally speaking about this because it is such a prominent thing. It's something that, like, we've gotten comfortable talking about on the internet based on our own experiences and something that you guys always resonate with. So it's always a universal experience. It's never something that you're alone in. And remember that, like, it is valid to want to make a change in your body, to want to feel differently, to want to look differently. And you can always do that, but don't let that take away from the peace that you feel and the presence that you feel in the moment. Like, it is possible to be working on yourself and also be present and content with where you are at the same time. And I think that's the only answer, because if we don't do that, we're always going to be looking forward and thinking, oh, there's somewhere else I have to be. There is something I have to change about myself and I'm going to be happier when I get there. And that might be true, but you can also be content with where you are right now and be able to enjoy this moment in life right now too. So no matter where you are at with your confidence, with your body image, with anything like that, know that, like, it's okay to want to grow in that and to want to change things, but don't waste this summer telling yourself that you're not also good enough right now and you're also not worthy of just, like, being happy in this moment right now.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this helped, or you can, you know, take some things so when you need to come back to this episode, obviously this episode will always be here. Other body image episodes will always be here, but we appreciate you guys hanging out for the past episode. And if you want to hang out with us during our travels, at Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean, at Girls with Goals Pod, TikTok, Instagram. Those are all linked below, as well as merch link.
Oh, yeah.
And all of those brands that we mentioned before, they'll all be linked below. But we will see you guys, or talk to you guys, next Monday.
Bye.